He that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. So according to the Bible, if you hate your brother or sister in Christ, you're in some kind of a darkness. And that darkness is going to cause problems in your life. It's going to cause you to stumble, to fall, to make bad decisions. And so it's important that we have love for all of our brethren, all of our sisters in Christ, so as we don't have this darkness blinding us and causing us to go into worse sin or to damage ourselves or just to harm the cause of Christ. And, you know, one of the best ways to illustrate this is, I believe, with Saul and David, where Saul ends up having a hatred for David that's completely unfounded, it's without a cause. And because of that hatred he has towards David, he ends up making all manner of evil decisions. You know, he kills a bunch of priests of God through the hands of Doeg the Edomite. He inquires of a witch. He's constantly hunting down David, his life. He ends up ruining the relationship he even has with his own son. And so it's really important that we don't get this blinding hatred for brothers and sisters in Christ, because it'll cause us to go into worse sin. Look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 9. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. So again, the Bible's reiterating the fact they're supposed to love one another. Go to chapter 4, verse 10. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. So the Bible says the way that God loved us is a model for how we're supposed to love our brothers and sisters in Christ. Skip down to verse 19. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Notice the Bible tells us the way that we love God is actually through loving our brothers and sisters in Christ. So it's incompatible to say that you love God and yet hate your brother and sister in Christ. Really, it's showing a hatred towards God. It's showing dissatisfaction towards the commandments of God and the love of God. And so to have a true, perfect love of God, you have to also love your brothers and sisters in Christ. And in fact, loving your brothers and sisters in Christ is the way that you manifest your love to God. Okay? So someone that's really hateful towards a bunch of saved people really just tells me they don't love Jesus. They don't love God. They really don't have a love for the Bible. Someone that's, you know, willing to be very gracious, kind, and merciful to his brothers and sisters in Christ is one who has great love for the Lord, okay?